You're listening to the Make Chic Happen podcast with your hosts, Melanie Mitro and Katie Ursta, where we navigate the messy middle of building a business and all the work that goes into designing a life you love. Melanie Mitro built a seven-figure network marketing empire while working at the kitchen table, raising her boys, and trying not to lose her mind. Melanie loves chatting all things marketing, time management, and leadership development. Katie created the foundation of her seven-figure business while teaching full-time, battling cancer, raising her boys, and avoiding all things laundry. Katie's got you covered with social media storytelling and impact-driven income. We're building a business right alongside you, giving you the inside scoop to the reality of entrepreneurship. The good, the bad, and the really, really messy middle. We're not letting you build your business alone. Pull up a chair, grab your coffee, and let's make chic happen. Now, here's your hosts, Melanie and Katie.
It's Katie Ursta with the Make Chic Happen podcast, and I am really excited because I am going to talk about something that I have been legit preaching for the past week because, I don't know, I feel like it's getting into the fall season and those goals we've set for ourselves at the beginning of the year, we might just be starting to grasp and to deal with maybe not being exactly where we want to be. And I was thinking about this week and through a conversation that I had had with one of the women that I mentor pretty closely in my organization. And the conversation went something like this. Katie, I am so frustrated because I have been doing this for so long and I just should be further along. I should see more growth. I should be making more income. And I thought about it and I really wasn't, you know, that familiar with how much money she was making or exactly where her business was. So I took a step back and I said, you know, sure, like let's actually investigate this. Let's not get frustrated with it. Let's get really curious with it. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing? Do you mind taking a few minutes to actually show me what you've been tracking? Just so I know where you think you should be versus where you are and why the trend isn't really lining up. So really what's happening in that middle part where we're not quite sure why we aren't where we want to be. And she asked me, you know, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, show me what you're tracking in your business that reveals that you should be where you think you should be. And she kind of raised an eyebrow and she said, I really don't track. And I said, okay, I love you so much, but why do you feel like you should be further along if you don't even know what you're doing on a daily basis to assess that assumption? And we went back and forth and we realized that there was a need to be tracking the business in a way that really wasn't being done. So today, I want to walk you through what I call the 3T system of growth. And as a business owner, specifically in network marketing, I can tell you that I have seen a lot of people come into the business and get really, really frustrated because they're not seeing growth. But when asked, okay, where do you think you should be and show me why you should be there, that evidence doesn't really exist because the business hasn't been tracked. And I can even look at specific times in my own business where I said, I should totally be further along, or why are my sales not where they usually are, or my income didn't really go up this month, what's going on? And then I had no way to assess because I had no evidence to prove why I should be further along. So let's break this down. I call this the 3T system of growth. So number one, track. Tracking your business is not just that is something I should do. That is an absolute must. And let me be honest with you, I do not do numbers. My husband is the one who crunches the numbers, but as a business owner, it's really not a choice. I have to be able to look at the numbers because the numbers become my proof about why I am or am not where I want to be. And I can look at certain times in my business where I was avoiding tracking because I didn't want to come to terms with the truth behind what those numbers were revealing. So as business owners, what do we track? Right? So there's a few things. I think we can track really direct things, really, really specific, tangible proofs that we are doing our business, our vital business behaviors. So things like, you know, am I inviting people into my business? Am I keeping the doors open? Is there a number of conversations that I am having on a daily basis? Am I creating content that calls people to engage with me, to learn more about me? Am I creating income producing activities on a daily basis? When I think about the income producing activities that I need to track in my business, I personally use the Rise Up Planner. And this specific planner has really allowed me to break down my goals on a daily basis. It's allowed me to look at my week overall, my month overall, and my bigger year-end goals, and to see if I am on track to being able to achieve them based on those daily actions that I am either taking or I am not taking. But I also think it's really important to maybe track the activities that aren't necessarily as obvious or as tangible. So those activities might be, am I doing, you know, my personal development? Am I becoming a better salesperson by reading books like The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes? Am I focused not just on the direct actions, but my growth overall from week to week? So am I looking at how my audience is responding to the content that I am putting out? Am I looking at not just the number of followers that I get from week to week, but also engagement? Because Melanie and I just had this conversation. She was telling me, Katie, I lost like 70 followers this week, but my engagement went way up. So she actually looked at that and was able to break it down, but she would have maybe saw it as a loss if she had just been focusing on one of that. So the first part of the 3T system is track. Track your business, track your activities, track whatever it is that you know is either going to move your business forward or is not going to move your business forward because you just aren't doing it. Tracking is a way to stay accountable to those goals that you have set for yourself, but it's also the evidence you need to come back to and say, this is either why I am or not yet where I want to be.
So I think we need to interrupt the podcast for a minute. Can we do that?
We can. It's our podcast. Like, of course we can do that.
Okay. So we'll keep it really, really quick. But I don't know if you guys know this. We actually love our podcast, but we also love our community as well. We have this really cool little community that we have with other entrepreneurs who are working on business goals. And Melanie and I have the great honor of giving them advice, tips, strategies, and having a little bit of fun with it too.
We do. And it's so fun to see our community members just take their business ideas and run with it. And we're going to share just a few testimonials, right?
From totally.
So Heather, we've got to give a shout out to Heather Johnson. She commented in our community about how she really loves the content and Katie and I, right? But she says, I've really been more aware at focusing on weekly goals, looking at being more intentional about posting with a purpose versus just winging it. That social media weekly planner has been key for me as well. And it's testimonials like that that just make me like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to to get back in there and go live and share more content and just create this awesome community.
Yes. And I absolutely love how Laura told us she loved the Instagram training that we've been doing, but she also said we get to see firsthand how real Katie and Melanie are. And this has given me the confidence to know I can do this too, because let's be honest, when you're doing business with your bestie, you have to have a little bit of fun with it. Yeah. And we were having fun even before we made this commercial. We were like, listen, professional pants. We got to put them on one leg at a time. But here's the deal, guys. If you are just looking for community, collaboration, partnerships, if you're looking for just ideas, strategies, or you just need to feel more accountable for the goals that you are setting for yourself, you have got to check out our community, because that's really where the good stuff happens.
It sure is. And you can get all of the details about the Chic community by going to chicinfluencer.com/community. There is a monthly membership and an annual membership. And because you listen to our podcast, we are giving you a special little discount.
So yes.
If you use the Make Chic Happen coupon code in your checkout, you will get 10% off.
Yeah. Membership. Make sure it's all caps though, because I think they're pretty picky about that.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally Make Chic Happen. Caps. All right, guys. We look forward to inviting you and seeing you in our community. So the second part of the 3T system is getting to know your trends. So let's talk about what trends are. Trends are our habits. And habits are really indicators of what we're doing really, really well, what's being received really well, and also it is allowing us to see what we can change. I'm going to give you an example of certain trends. And one thing that I personally track in my personal life is my nutritional goals. And I've admittedly said to multiple people, and even in my own social media, I've talked about being a sugar addict. I've talked about how I've struggled with nutrition in the past. And so I got into this habit of tracking. And tracking was me being accountable, yes, to the goals that I had set for myself. But the second thing that it did was it allowed me to start seeing some of the habits that I didn't know really existed. And so one of those habits that existed for me was I would work in the evening and I would get a lot done and I would feel amazing and I would pat myself on the back. And then I would be like, girl, you have earned yourself, you know, a nice sugar snack. And I would go to the pantry and I would eat something because I looked at it as a system of reward. Or I would, you know, when I was teaching at the end of the day at 3 o'clock, I had this treat drawer that I kept and I would always just put something like a Tootsie Pop or something in my mouth. And I didn't even realize that I was really doing it. But once I started tracking everything that I was consuming, I started to go, whoa, what's happening at 3 o'clock? Okay, 10 o'clock, I get done with work. Okay, what's happening there? Like, why is that happening? And it allowed me to sort of reflect on the bigger issue that I had at hand, the why behind it. And then I was able to tweak it. I was able to make some adjustments. I was able to make some changes. So as a business owner, when you're really looking at your tracker and you're saying, wow, I have sent out a lot of invitations, but my closing rate is really low. What's happening? You can then take a closer look and say, it looks like I'm not really connecting with the people that I am talking to, or maybe the script that I have been using kind of comes off as really scripted and insincere. So this week, instead of using a script, I'm actually just going to have a conversation. And you can start making some of these changes and adjustments, not because you stink as a business owner. In fact, it's the opposite. It's because you're such a great business owner that you're taking the time to identify the trends in your business and then come from a place of where can I make these small adjustments? Likewise, when you see trends and you're seeing things that are going really well, whether it's your social media or it is your conversations, or maybe you have a really high closing rate that you didn't even realize before because you weren't tracking, you can start to say, wow, this is really great. I can do more of this, or this is going to be something I can duplicate with my team and show them exactly what I'm doing because I'm seeing that success. And number three, just with the 3T system is really truth. Tracking is going to reveal your trends, and trends are going to reveal the truth of where you are right now. And I'm going to give a truth bomb, and it might not feel very good, but I've had it said to me, and I know that it has absolutely come from a place of kindness, and it has come from a place of sincere mentorship. And it's this: you are 100% exactly where you should be in your business today. And if you're saying to yourself, I should be further along, where's the evidence that indicates it? Where do you see the proof that you should be further along? Because unless that proof is there and you have taken the proof and you have been like, all right, this is exactly what's happening in my business. What do I need to tweak so that I can be a little bit further along? That is the truth. So if you're saying to yourself, I should be further along, I should be making more money, I should have more people on my team, I should be making X amount of dollars a week, whatever it is that you are saying you should be, I want you to take a step back and say, I will be, because I just know that tracking will reveal my trends. My trends, I will assess, and it will reveal that truth. And that is ultimately what is going to take my business to the next level. Look, when we track, we get to know the things that are happening on a deeper level within our own business. And once we start to know those things, it becomes a choice to make a change. And when we make those choices to make the small, seemingly insignificant changes that we see in our trends, that we are learning about from ourselves, that is when our business starts to really grow. So again, let's just get down to it. It's three T's. Number one, you've got to track your business. This isn't a might. This isn't a, oh, that sounds like something I should do. That sounds like something where you need to push pause on this podcast right now. You need to get out a tracking system, whether it's the Rise Up Planner or whatever tracker you use, and you need to start today. Thursday. I know today is Thursday. It's not even Monday. And I'm telling you to start today so that you can start to identify the trends. And once you identify those trends, you can then say, all right, I can move forward. Tracking reveals your trends. Your trends reveal your truth. And sister, those truths are what are ultimately going to set your business ablaze. Again, this is Katie Erso with the Make Chic Happen podcast, and wanted you to know, girl, I am so rooting for you. And as always, make sure that you tag us at Chic Influencer and use the hashtag Make Chic Happen. We can't wait to see what you're doing in your business. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Make Chic Happen podcast with your hosts, Melanie Mitro and Katie Ersta. If you loved our podcast, be sure to leave a comment or review, and be sure to tune in next time.